This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The nickel, you know, the 5 cent piece, is turning 150 this year, and the backstory is interesting. Reporter Daniel Gross got the assignment.
Lou Chorney runs a coin shop, the Colonial Trading Company in Boston. He knows silver when he hears it.
We can tell instantly if there's something that's not silver. If you ring a silver coin, beautiful.
Nickel, on the other hand, just doesn't have a ring to it.
Kind of a clunk.
Chorney says nickel didn't always mean 5 cents. In the 1800s, the nickel took its name from the metal.
The first nickel is actually a 3 cent nickel.
Douglas Mudd studies coins at the American Numismatic Association.
At that time, money in people's eyes was considered to be silver or gold.
He says the story of the nickel is actually a Civil War story.
Anytime that you have a war, money becomes scarce.
People hoarded gold and silver, but not nickel. Starting in 1866, 5 cent nickels helped unclog the post-war economy. It was an early step toward our money system today,
where the coinage value is not based on the amount of metal it has, but upon what it symbolizes in value.
Nickel coins caught on. In the 1890s, 5 cents could buy you a loaf of bread or a Coca-Cola or a ticket to the Nickelodeon. Lizzie Barker, director of the Boston Athenaeum, says that was a cheap theater in Boston.
The word nickel in the title, of course, means that it would have cost 5 cents to get in. And we think the program here, dated October 15th, 1888, is the first use of this name.
The Nickelodeon became part of popular culture, and so did the 5 cent coin we know today.
I think the word itself has such a nice melody to it. It's not a surprise that it ended up in a 20th century popular song. But I'm not going to sing it.
You sure you're not going to sing it?
I'm positive.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon.
Today, by the way, a nickel costs more than its value to produce, about 8 cents. In Boston, I'm Daniel Gross for Marketplace.